me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
Hello, I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And that music means it's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Lots to do, lots to see, so we're jumping right in. Saturday, you can participate in the Dia de los Muertos Festival.
This year's event is going to be even bigger with Waco's first ever Dia de los Muertos Parade.
The celebration will take place at Indian Spring Park with the parade on University Parks Drive from 4 until 5:30 p.m.
After parade, stick around for live music, watch traditional dances, and experience a beautiful Katrina fashion show at the park.
You can pick out something unique from the local vendors market and have some delicious food from a great lineup of food trucks. All the art activities and the event itself is free and open to everyone.
Also on Saturday, have a spooktacular time while supporting the Humane Society of Central Texas at their 5K zombie run and their 1K dog walk of the dead.
The run will be held at Brazos Park East and will begin and end with the Finish Line Festival that everyone is welcome to attend.
So much fun, as the event will feature both a human and a doggy costume contest, food, vendors, music, and so much more. You can register at humanesocietycentraltexas.org.
Saturday night will be full of goblins, ghouls, and beer at the Brotherwell Brewing Howling Monster Ball.
Monster mash the tunes of local bands inside and view the magic that is the sideshow performance outside. There will be a costume contest, too. Listen to local music on the band stage presented by Keep Waco Loud, and they will also have food trucks available for when that monster hunger strikes.
Go to SkeletonCuriosities.com for ticket information.
A safe Halloween experience will be taking place at Victorious Life Church in Robinson.
This family-friendly fall festival will happen on Halloween, Sunday, at 7459 North Interstate 35 Frontage Road in Robinson. Bring your family and friends for costume contests, prizes, games, inflatables, and food. Things kick off with an illustrated interactive service at 10 a.m.
It's a free event, so visit vlcwaco.com for more information.
Waco Walks is getting together Sunday for a slightly spooky Howl-o-ween walk. This walk, along with the fine folks from the Animal Birth Control Clinic, will be from 6 until 8 p.m.
It will be a one-mile loop in downtown Waco, starting at the Courthouse Annex parking lot near the corner of 4th and Columbus.
Along the way, learn about spooky spots, general mayhem, and improbable lies and legends.
There will also be special Halloween treats for every pet. And since it will be a bit after sundown, please bring a flashlight and wear reflective or light-colored clothing to avoid becoming a ghost yourself.
And on Halloween night, Colcord Avenue between 22nd and 25th Street will be closed down for some of the best trick-or-treating.
With help from the City of Waco, the neighborhood tradition continues, this year with huge decorations, food, fun, and so much more.
There's not enough time to get so many other things coming up in the week on this episode.
But not to fright. You can visit actlocallywaco.org to see a full calendar of events. And remember to send your organization events details all over to me. They'll get them posted up on our website, and with time permitting, we might have it as one of the events we talk about here on the radio. Submit those over at actlocallywaco.org.
So Debbie, what are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
Well, seeming I'm extra, I'm going to go as a flapper, a rock star, and a discotheque lady.
Waco, Waco. That's my hometown.
I'm not even dressing up.
Come on.
I'll hand out candy.
Oh, there you go.